Well, there's growing momentum to take back the Port of Darwin. It's been leased for 99 years to Chinese investors. Nationals MP George Christensen wants that to change, saying we need to pivot away from Beijing, and step one is taking back the Port of Darwin. He's launched a petition to take back Darwin along with other vital assets. The Nationals MP George Christensen is up early. He's on the line. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. How are you going?
I'm doing well. It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, and I know that people have been saying there's a hefty price tag that could come back with taking back the Port of Darwin, but it doesn't have to be a hefty price tag. I think the government would be within its rights to actually force the lessee, Landbridge, to actually divest of the asset and divest into Australian hands. And that way, no taxpayer money would have to change hands. It would just simply be a matter of the government forcing him to let the lease go and sell it to someone who will pick it up in Australia.
Well, we're told today it hasn't been a financial winner for Landbridge. They've apparently lost $151 million on their investment for the Port of Darwin since they took control.
Well, they might be keen to offload it then, and that would be a good thing for everyone involved. But look, it's not just the Port of Darwin. Strategic assets. We've got many ports that are in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party or businesses that are close to them. There are also many agribusiness assets in this country. And I think that it's time, given what's happened over the last year and all of the tension we've seen, which seems to have been just from, you know, one direction, that we have to say, well, it's not really good to be economically entangled with this outfit anymore.
I think the good thing about the plan is it's not about punishing people. We're not talking about boycotts and tariffs at this stage. We're just talking about our national interest.
100%. And given the ratcheting up of tensions, and quite frankly, you know, the list of demands that that China sent to the government to stop doing things, to change our laws, I mean, that's beyond the pale. And so when you have a country that's trying to lord it over us like that, I really don't know it's too smart to have strategic assets in their clutches.
So is this a petition that's doing the rounds in federal parliament, or can everyday people sign it?
Well, everyday people, and quite frankly, already there's been several thousand that have signed it without any sort of paid promotion of this petition. I was looking at it, and there was one person signing it every 5 seconds there for a while. So it's quite a powerful petition and quite a popular one.
Where do we find it, George?
Mate, it's my website, georgechristensen.com.au/Darwin. It's very easy to remember. And all you need to do is just plug your name in there and you've signed up.
Okay, georgechristensen.com.au. On another issue, federal crossbench MPs have joined forces to fight the Indian travel ban. This includes Bob Catter and Senator Rex Patrick. This at the same time the Indian Premier League has been suspended and many of those Aussie cricketers want to come home. Where do you stand on this issue?
Oh, look, this is a quandary. I just wish that the state government managed hotel quarantine program was run a bit better, and then we wouldn't have any concern about bringing people over. But it seems that, you know, that can't even be done right in certain states. But look, I'm just not comfortable with the idea of excluding Aussies from coming back to their homeland. I think that that's something we're going to need to relook at. I do notice that there's been a bit of walking back from the original thoughts that, you know, people were going to somehow be locked up if they come back to Australia. At least that's off the table. But I'm just not sure that it's actually legal or constitutional for any government to say that Australians can't return home.
Good to catch up. You have a good day.
Thanks very much, Ben.
Good on you. George Christensen, the Nationals MP. You can add your name to that petition on taking back the Port of Darwin by going to his website, georgechristensen.com.au, and then go looking for the petition relating to the Port of Darwin.